This is WBAA's Art Spotlight. I'm Jan Simon.
I'm talking to Todd Wetzel, who is director of Purdue Convocations. Welcome to the studio.
Pleasure to be here.
And you are celebrating over a century of bringing a diverse array of performances and thought-provoking programs to Purdue, and you've just introduced your new season. Before we get into that, let's talk a little about the mission of Purdue Convocations.
For 112 years, we've been working to integrate the idea of cultural performance into the vocabulary of this campus. And our mission is to connect the world to this place. And importantly, as a presenting organization at a university, we also wish to connect it to the curriculum. So increasingly, our work is to bring the life and vitality of these global perspectives and weave them together into the curriculum and for the service to the community and region at large.
Well, let's talk first about a couple of special offerings that you have on timely issues. There's a lecture series called If Then, Decoding Our Future. Talk about that.
If Then, Decoding Our Future is a platform. And while we can't really decode all of the issues of our future, it is a way to begin a discussion. I talked about the way we wish to connect to the curriculum. It is definitely playing into the way in which we can do that. So there are three parts. The System Chief Information Officer for Purdue, Jerry McCartney, has organized a summit called Dawn or Doom, and it's a way to look at the intelligence explosion and artificial intelligence and say, what are the implications of this across many, many disparate fields? So it's a full-day summit with Purdue experts and a guest speaker or two looking at all of these things. Another thing in that platform is the world-renowned physicist, Brian Greene. And so it'll be another great chance for the Purdue community to rally around proponent of scientific thought and help spread the popularity of it, as well as delve into some of the big questions while he's here. And then the third piece uses the performative lens. And so Ethel, the intrepid string quartet, has a piece called Documerica. And so it's based on the project when the newly formed Environmental Protection Agency in the early 70s, one of the first things they did was they commissioned 70 documentary photographers to fan out across the United States and capture, quote-unquote, issues of environmental concern.
That sounds a little like the old WPA of the 1930s, but that wasn't their focus, though.
It wasn't their focus, but what they were simply saying is, if we are going to catalyze the community into the discourse of thinking about the environment, we have to actually show that. So they used the arts themselves as a scientific agency, as a public policy agency. They used the arts to capture an essence of what the country was. Well, here we now are, 40-plus years later, and we're saying, can we use these images to reflect upon? So Ethel commissioned new works to be written, and then in a multimedia performance that has these time capsule of the early, mid-1970s and this new music, all performed live, happening. It's a really remarkable piece. But we're not using the piece alone. We're bookending it with Purdue experts talking about environmental issues, and so using it as a platform to stimulate discourse.
Let's talk about the season, which gets underway with a big Latin dance party.
This amazing band from Buenos Aires, they're called Lallegros. It's a band that blends sort of electronic kinds of sounds along with the sort of folk music of the rainforest, if you will, but it's a very danceable, cumbia beat-driven kind of band.
And right on time for Hanukkah, are the Klezmetics are coming.
Right. I didn't grow up with either the Hanukkah tradition or klezmer music, but when I discovered it, one of the first bands I discovered was Klezmetics, and so they are one of the preeminent bands upholding this tradition, and we said we've not had a chance to celebrate Hanukkah, and so let's take this special opportunity with one of the greatest bands to do it.
Well, let's turn to Broadway and the stage, and you have a couple of returning productions that are very popular, as well as a couple of new ones coming in.
That's right. Back by popular demand, Mamma Mia and Beauty and the Beast, terrific family fare, great fun, but two new ones. A sister act based on the movie is just a lot of fun.
Feel-good musical.
Feel-good musical, that's right. But speaking of feel-good, Peter and the Starcatcher is a Broadway play, not a musical, but it is no less attractive. If we know in our popular world today, the musical Wicked is the prequel to The Wizard of Oz, well, Peter and the Starcatcher is the prequel to Peter Pan. And so Dave Barry, one of the writers of this, very funny columnist,
I'll say.
wrote the book, and then they've subsequently turned it into a stage play, and it is a riot.
So let me ask you, is this suitable for children?
Absolutely, and I'm not going to give away anything, but you learn quite a bit about the characters, that populate Peter Pan and their origins in this piece.
Well, let's go to classical. And one artist that I know people are real excited about is cellist Yo-Yo Ma, because he didn't get a chance because of our weather last winter.
That's right. Who would have thought a tornado in November? But I will say again publicly, I owe my audience a world of thanks for their comportment and support through that event. But Yo-Yo Ma bent his schedule to swing back through West Lafayette. And my hat's off to Yo-Yo and Catherine for their gracious return at our invitation. And so we're very pleased to have them in October.
Who are some of the other classical acts that will be coming? I know the Academy of St. Martin of the Fields.
Absolutely. How can we not talk about that here at WBAA, where you hear Academy of St. Martin in the Field on the radio day in and day out, one of the world's greatest, and pairing them with Jeremy Dank, who has become a local favorite here. It's just really a smash hit for us.
And another one's the banjoist Bela Fleck with Brooklyn Rider.
Of course. Brooklyn Rider. We had a dose of some of the guys from Brooklyn Rider just two seasons ago when we had the chamber orchestra, the Knights. But it's great to have them back, but with Bela Fleck performing a piece that he wrote. And so it's Bela's original composition that is at the core of the piece, string quartet and banjo.
Let's talk about this theater event that you will have going a little later on in the season called Three Stories High. This will be downtown.
That's right. Two of the productions are international productions. One, The Cardinals by the British theater company Stans Kaff, is from Brighton. The other, The Adventures of Alvin Sputnik, Deep Sea Explorer, is from Australia. And then from New York, just a local group, is Ethan Lipton and his orchestra with No Place to Go, all mixed through venues downtown.
And finally, give us an idea of what you have coming in terms of family fare.
One of the great shows on the family lineup this year, in addition to the return of the canceled Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, is The Musical Adventures of Flat Stanley. It's a perennial favorite. Kids read this. They participate in the tradition of sending a Flat Stanley along with someone who travels. The live stage show is coming, and it should be really terrific.
Tell us about where we can look for more information and also get tickets.
Well, our media-rich website is convocations.org. All of the contact information is there, convocations.org.
Todd Wetzel, Director of Purdue Convocations, thank you for coming in.
A pleasure.
More information about arts events in our community is on the events page of our website, wbaa.org. For WBAA's Arts Spotlight, I'm Jan Simon.